Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta, and this is Super Radio Maniac Fun on a Tuesday. Tuesday.
It's always Tuesday.
Yeah. I sometimes forget if we're pre-recording on the right day or not. Because usually when we're pre-recording, it's not a Tuesday. We're just pre-recording early today.
Oh, so you're telling everybody that you're not live.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always tell people when we're pre-recording, usually.
It's kind of snowy out there.
Yeah, it is. I wonder if it'll still be snowing at 3:30.
When the show goes on the air.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll still be snowy now. I mean, how bad is it? I can't really see. It's not that bad. There's snow on the roads.
We were just driving on the New York State Thruway, and it was like driving through a slushy road wonderland. Like,
That's an analogy.
It was kind of pretty, but also kind of, like, not safe and kind of, like, trucks throwing dirty slush onto the windshield.
Okay.
And the windshield wiper is not really working. Like, that kind of driving.
Yeah.
It's not great driving out there today, folks.
Really,
if you don't need to drive,
probably
don't.
Yeah.
We didn't really need to drive, though.
Not. Why did we? Oh, yeah.
Well, we kind of needed to drive. We needed to drive to Albany, and then we kind of needed to drive here.
We could have come at the right time.
Well, it would have required driving.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like we could have just been here without driving.
Could have snapped our fingers. That works sometimes.
Could have beamed ourselves.
Yeah.
So what's new, Loretta?
Literally nothing.
I feel like your super special guest star.
What?
I feel like a super special guest star.
You haven't been on in a few weeks.
That's right.
I forgot.
I feel kind of special.
Okay. How are things with you? I'm trying to talk normally. I'm not good at it.
Trying to talk normally as in like just... Like, as if we're just two normal people, or, like,
yeah.
Talking normally like you're not on the radio, or...
Kind of a strange mixture of both.
I don't know that you've ever asked me what's new with me.
I have.
Like...
Sometimes.
In like 13 years.
I think I asked you once when I was, like, 8.
What was new with me?
Yeah.
Well, between then and now, a lot.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was just telling you that Earl, the painter, asked me to bake a cake for his soul food supper at the Half Moon this Sunday.
Yeah, what kind of cake are you baking?
I'm going to bake a ginger marble chocolate pound cake with chocolate stuff on the outside.
Chocolate stuff.
Yeah, like drizzled
sounds like something good to
chocolate.
Go to.
Stuff.
Where's it gonna be?
At the Half Moon.
What night? What time?
Sunday. I think it starts at like 5 on
cool.
Sunday. Yeah. So if you happen to be down at the Half Moon and
you should try to go to.
Well, we're not allowed to tell people to do that. We're not allowed
we're
to
not
like
telling them to do it. We're suggesting to
I think that's against the rules.
Okay,
but if you happen to be there, and we're not pushing it or recommending it, but if you happen to be there and you decide to
that's
you
recommending.
Know, I'm not saying it's bad or good or that you should or shouldn't. I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, you just said if you're by there, then you should.
No, if you happen to be there and you happen to decide to get Earl's soul food dinner.
You're really doing your best to avoid this, aren't you?
Yeah. Then you'll get a piece of cake that I made for dessert. That'll be your dessert.
Yeah. Okay. Great job on that one. Very, very well done.
Very well done avoiding the pitfalls.
Yeah.
Of,
you found the loophole.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the kind of thing I put my intellect toward.
Mm. So you know ZZ Ward, right?
Yeah.
So she did a cover of, well, not a cover. She took the background music to a rap song by Tyler, the Creator, Yonkers.
Okay.
And she did a song over it, and it's really, really good.
Can I hear it?
Yeah, it's called Better Off Dead, and it's by ZZ Ward.
Nice.
Better off dead. got this collar so tight, playing tricks on my eyes. It's like I'm swinging my fist when I'm not in a fight. Don't know when I'm awake or when I'm dreaming. I got these voices in my head. Strap up that straitjacket on me. I asked that doctor what he said. He said there ain't none met. Oh boy, you better off that. Twenties in my drawer, called three numbers to report.
Was Better Off Dead by ZZ Ward.
Good, right? Hey, how much time is left in that song?
Hilarious.
I was finishing my lunch.
I know. I saw that.
You know,
you've been eating that whatever you were eating for like 45 minutes.
That fast food salad.
Oh, how is that even a thing?
A fast food salad. The thing is, if you have to...
Fast food is like the definition of unhealthy.
I know, but it's a salad. I mean,
this is what the future is all about.
Fast food salads?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
There's healthy, semi-healthy things at fast food restaurants.
That's a good thing. Don't you think?
It doesn't make sense to me. What's the point?
The point is that, like, if you're driving between Albany and Hudson on a Tuesday on your way to do your kids' radio show and you have to stop and eat something, you don't have to swallow 8 pints of cooking oil.
Yeah, but then what's the point of, like, a McDonald's or something?
Well, it's just, you know, it's giving choices, you know?
Choose. Defeats the purpose of... the actual definition of fast food.
I don't actually agree. I think it's just fine for there to be. I mean, the thing is, a fast food salad is as inferior to a real salad as a fast food hamburger is to a real hamburger.
I guess
you're
that's true.
Totally getting like a devalued, you know, chemical sprayed version of the thing that you would otherwise be eating.
Okay, that's fair enough.
But it's still probably better than eating, like, a Big Mac and fries.
That's true. Probably. What'd you think of that song?
I liked it, but I've heard it before.
You have?
Yeah.
How?
Has it been out for a while?
No. It's not an album.
I've heard it before. For sure.
It's
you
not
must
even
have played it.
Maybe.
She's good. I like her. She's got a really good voice.
Yeah, she does.
You know what else is good about her?
What?
Her name.
Yeah, I know.
ZZ.
Well, actually, her full name is Zeusanna.
Zeusanna?
Zeusanna.
Not Susanna.
No.
Zusanna.
Z-S-U-S-A-N-N-A.
Z-S-U-S-A-N-N-A.
Yeah.
Zusanna.
Ward. And she's...
So her name should be Z-S Ward.
No, her name should be ZZ Ward.
ZZ's a pretty excellent name.
I mean, like, you know Lana Del Rey?
Yeah.
Her real name's Lizzie Grant.
Grant?
Grant. Lizzie Grant. Elizabeth Grant. Is that shocking you? You love her name, right?
I do. And if I were to invent a stage name for myself, I would totally want to pick the kind of name you would see on a neon motel sign. Del Rey. You know how many Del Rey motels there are in America?
I think that's why she's really into that kind of stuff. Like, she's got a song, Mermaid Motel.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you play it?
No, it's not a very good song. It's from her first album.
What a great title, though.
Yeah, I know.
Mermaid Motel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well.
But she's really good. She, I think she might have a new album coming out soon. But she... You know her album, Born to Die?
Yes.
It's a very good album.
Okay.
That's her best.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else?
What?
Sherlock comes out on my birthday. Sherlock Season 3 comes out on January 1st.
What?
Yeah. And we got a trailer for it. Like a real trailer. Okay, first of all, John is engaged.
What?
Shh. You don't need to be. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
And he's, like, really mad at Sherlock and punches him a lot. And then...
John can't get... Okay.
And also he has a mustache.
Engaged to? I know about the mustache.
Okay. He is engaged...
The Watson stash.
Yes. It's, his name is Harold. The fandom named his mustache Harold.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's gone too far. But he is getting engaged to this woman, Mary Mortsan, who is played by Amanda Abington, who in real life... is in a relationship with Martin Freeman, who plays John Watson.
So he got his girlfriend a gig, or did he met her when they worked together?
No, no. They have, like, children together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So he got her a job. He was like, hey, could you just...
Well, she's a really good actress.
I'm sure she is. Could you just give the wife some work, because... Are they
not
married?
No, they're not married.
Could you give the partner... She's home with the kids. She needs to get out and do something.
You know, I don't think that's what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe Benjamin Cumberbatch was like...
Please don't. She's doing it on purpose now.
I know. I love teasing you that way. So maybe Benedict...
His name is Benedict. And is that you?
Yeah, it's my phone. We're going to ignore it.
Yeah, we are. Who do you think it is this time?
Dad.
This has happened before.
All right, let's go see. Hang on. You talk.
About what?
Anything.
What am I supposed to be talking? You can't just leave. This is making it... You're very difficult.
I know. It's my role on the show.
Who was it?
It was Karen Keats.
Oh.
Hi, Karen. We're not answering the phone, but hi. We're talking to you on the radio, but not
really
on the phone where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, maybe Benedict Cumberbatch was like, you know, producer, people, could you throw her a bone?
You know what?
She needs a job.
I think that she wanted the job rather than the men that she is friends with. I think it might have just been like, hey, maybe I could get a job. Like, maybe her job isn't just to let men control her life.
This is how badly I desire arguing with you, is that I'm taking the anti-feminist stance on this question.
That was terrible,
wasn't
it? Isn't
that sick? I'm never on the anti-feminist side.
You were
ever.
You never do
Not
that.
Once in my whole life, in like the last 30 years, have I been on the anti-feminist side.
She's,
until just now.
She's not that... She's a really cool person. It's not just like, hey, Martin, can you go get me a job? You know,
what's her name?
Amanda Abington.
Amanda Abington. You said that
She's
already.
She's very cool.
How many kids do they have?
I'm not sure.
What are their names and ages?
I don't know. They don't like having photos or information of their children.
That makes me like them more. Now I'm getting texted. Karen, I can't get on the phone right now. I'm on the radio.
Okay.
Karen, I'm going to call you back in like 10 minutes, okay?
Is that how long we have left? Oh, no, we've got 15.
What time is it?
It's got 3:00 something. We're on 15 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, Karen, okay. I'm calling you back in 13 minutes.
13? I just found a picture of a pizza cut into the shape of a pentagram on Instagram. This is what social media is. That is...
Look at how tiny your voice is. Look at how tiny it is.
Look at this.
It's like a satanic pizza.
It is a satanic pizza.
It's a satanic pizza. Guess what I heard on WGXC this morning?
What?
Phil Grant was talking about this morning. In Oklahoma City, they made a statue of the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
And because there's supposed to be separation of church and state in the United States, but this was like at a state building, so they kind of shouldn't be putting a religious statue. So they said, well, we'll open it up to other religious statues, you know, just to show that we're not just totally biased towards one religion. So guess who's trying to get a statue?
Who?
A Satanist religion is trying to get a statue of Satan. They've applied and they're trying to get a statue of Satan next to the Ten Commandments.
I wonder if it'll work.
Be pretty awesome.
That'd be.
I mean, people would just.
I'd love
go.
That.
I'd go.
I would visit it.
I would love to see the Satan statue next to the Ten Commandments.
That'd be cool. I wonder if it'll look like Mark Pellegrino. I'm sorry. That was a supernatural joke. I wouldn't even expect you to have understood that.
Is he related to like San Pellegrino?
No. He plays Satan.
I know. It's just the name is similar to San Pellegrino.
He's actually like a really cool guy. His wife is like
obsessed. Did he get his wife
Dr.
a job?
Seuss.
On the.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
They're a really kind family.
I'm sure
his
they are.
Wife wears Dr. Seuss shirts.
Aww.
Satan's wife wears Dr. Seuss shirts.
Satan's wife wears Dr. Seuss shirts. That sounds like the title of a poem. I probably will not write, but somebody could write it.
Misha Collins has a poem called, I think it's Baby Pants.
I'd like to read Misha Collins' poetry.
Yeah.
So, Loretta, what else you got in the hopper for us here?
I think, let's see.
Play something. Oh, play that Arctic Monkeys song that I love, that every time you play it, I'm like, oh, I love this song. Who is this again?
I've played that like 3 times.
Have you?
Yeah. Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys.
Dang. Okay. Well, pick something else.
The Family Jewels by Marina and the Diamonds. This is, no one even knows this song exists because her first album was titled The Family Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And this song, she didn't even release it. Her song, The Family Jewels. So whenever you say, I like the Family Jewels, people just think you're talking about the album, and it's actually a really good song.
But now it's out?
No.
Like, much later?
No.
How'd you get it?
You can find it on YouTube if you look really hard.
Okay.
Okay. Here's The Family Jewels by Marina and the Diamonds. Is the thingy up? Yeah.
Chain will.
slipper will ever fit. Cause I could never see.
By Marina and the Diamonds.
Cool song, Loretta.
Isn't it?
Uh-huh. I don't know why she didn't release that.
I think it might be on iTunes, but no one has it. I think it was like an iTunes special recording. I don't know.
Well, it certainly sounds good enough to be on that first album.
It's very good. It's not on the album, though. It might be on the bonus track. I don't know. It's very good, isn't it?
It was a good song.
She's really good. She's, you know what else? Charlie XCX has a new album coming out soon.
Wow.
I'm very excited for that. She just released this song, Super Love. Not actually just released it. She released it like 2 months ago or something. And I immediately got it because I'm a huge fan of hers. But people are just now noticing it because that's like what people do. But it just made the 30th most popular song on iTunes.
Oh my god.
I know.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Charlie XCX.
She's really great.
Why don't you play it?
Let me see. It might have a curse word, so I don't think I'm supposed to do that. But I can find a Charlie XCX song that doesn't. Do you want to maybe like make your phone
text
shush
Karen
or something?
I texted her. I was like, dude, on the radio right now.
And she probably wrote back.
Yeah.
Like three
twice.
Times. Do you want to just turn it down?
No, it's okay.
Maybe.
Let's
just let people know about my very loud social life.
If I don't text her again, she won't. I'll wait to text her until we're done on the radio. Remember what I did today when we were driving on the highway?
No.
I pulled off the road and now the rest stop is called text stop.
It's not a rest stop.
It was
a rest stop. It was just a little
It used to be called like rest stop and now it's called a text stop.
Now McDonald's on the side of the roads are called rest stops. That's like what a rest stop is now.
You mean where there's like all like McDonald's?
Yeah,
and
it's like a log cabin or something, but it's big and it's got a bunch of fast food places and a bathroom.
Well,
that's what I think of as a rest stop.
Well, sometimes a rest stop is just you pull off the road and there's like a parking lot. You rest.
Why?
Because you get
tired
driving.
Why are you driving then? Can't you like get a motel?
Well,
instead of just like sleeping in your car.
For 10 minutes.
Well, who's going to sleep? If you're tired,
then why are you?
Then you if you only need a little rest, then you could probably pull through it for another hour and a half until you can make it somewhere.
No, sometimes you just want that little rest.
Why? If you're that tired, then you're going to sleep for more than 10 minutes.
Anyway, the point isn't like whether it's valid or not to have a rest stop on the side of the highway. The point is they've changed the name and it now says Text Stop. And we pulled off the road.
That's because people are morons and text while they're driving. Yeah.
Well,
I'm looking at you.
Well, I got off the highway and we pulled off the road and Loretta's like, what are we doing? And I said, I'm going to text at the text stop.
And you didn't.
No, I actually just got the slush off my windshield wipers.
But you have texted while driving.
Would you stop?
You have.
I don't do it anymore because I got a ticket. I got a cell phone for talking to Karen Keats while I was driving. Learning not to pick up the phone when my best friend calls me is part of my challenge in life.
Okay.
Because, like, no matter what I'm doing, I want to be like, hello?
Yeah, let's just get on the radio. Hey, no, I can talk now.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. No, not busy.
I'm going to play Interior by Charlie XCX. This All is right. actually one of her unreleased songs, but it's very good.
One of her what?
Unreleased.
Oh, unreleased. Boy, you're really on the QT.
I have 94, no, actually, 98 songs by Maroon and the Diamonds, and she's only released 30.
Wow.
Yeah. Interior by Charlie XCX.
We might not be back on. How much time is left?
Like 3 minutes.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.